Good morning. We thank you for joining us. This is Thursday morning, November the 7th, 2013. Thank you for joining the Maximum Radio Network. We're on the program Global Time with Jesus Christ, and I have this blessed opportunity of being our host for the next 30 minutes or so. My name is Aubrey L. Gregory, and welcome to you. I want to thank all of you that are so faithful that you're actually waiting for the broadcast to begin, and some of you are in before I'm in. I'm just watching, and I thank God for you, and may God bless you richly on this day and continue to grow and mature you and use you mightily for his kingdom's sake and for his awesome glory. If you're celebrating a birthday today, well, we want to send you birthday blessings. We thank God for you. You're a gift to the earth, and you're a gift to his kingdom. So know that you're awesomely favored, divinely powered, and above all of that, you are blessed. So we want to welcome all of you again. Thank you for joining us. Well, today, our prayer targets will include prayer for and extended to all nations. And also we want to seek God to gather, that he would succeed in gathering all people in worship. And also we want to pray for
going on. God, please.
I know we are having some problems with our connection, it appears. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your help. Yes. As I was saying, we are believing God that all that he expects and plans, we want to pray it in. And as I was saying, we want to pray for Christ's Lordship to be welcomed by all nations. We want to seek God as well to gather all peoples in worship, that the people of God that come together to worship and worship him. And we want to pray for the inner city communities, such as the one I know that we live in, where there's a cloud of wickedness that hangs over the community and penetrates the community all the way to the ground. And you can actually see people walking around in a kind of haze and not knowing which way is up. And I feel the Spirit of God tugging on my heart as I observed that. And I said, my God, you know, the power of God, the glory of God has to break through like the sunlight and light up people's lives and their situations. So those are some of the things that are on our prayer agenda today. And, of course, any prayer requests that you bring and have, we also want to entertain that. So let's move right into that. I would like to begin with prayer. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this program, and we thank you for our lives, for the opportunity that we have with a brand new day, all the mercy and grace and favor that you sent with it and that it brings us, we receive today. We thank you for the forgiveness of our sins, our trespasses and iniquities that are available to all of us, to each of us, as we bring ourselves and come humbly bringing our hearts to you, to you, to get in your presence. We thank you today for receiving us into your courts. In the name of Jesus, we bless you today. His awesome,
yes,
wonderful name, and we.
Hello. Hallelujah.
Hello.
Jesus.
Hello.
Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
We
praise you.
Hello.
Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning. Yes, I can hear
you.
Yes,
now you're back in again.
Yes, this is Tammy. We're having problems.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Good morning.
Am I still on?
And God bless
yes.
you. Yes. First want to give honor to God for all that he's doing for me, and I'm still needing to ask for his help in getting me through the problems I'm going through with my rental and my finances. And I like to pray for Victoria. And my son. That's all. Okay. Hello. Oh.
Love your familiar voice. I can tell that's you. Are you hearing me, everyone?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Yes. We're hearing you. You're just coming in and out, but you're back on now.
Yes, I noticed that was going on. We'll just try to.
Yeah, I think that I have to say the devil's
gone. You're gone again. You're gone again. We cannot hear you now.
Okay.
I went yesterday to handle my business, and why I get all the way up to the window, and they say that they're not taking care of anybody. So right now I'm getting out. So hopefully I'll be one of the first people there.
Okay. All right. We're going to send you with his grace and his favor, if you can hear me.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Good. There may be something loose somewhere. I'll look into this after we get through our broadcast today.
The devil's alive. The devil's alive.
In the name of Jesus, we agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Father,
yes,
thank you for once again for Tammy and what you're doing in her life. And Father, we know that you are working and awesome in her, and you are creating her anew. She is a new creation in Christ. And we plead the blood once again over her and around her. We pray your favor, your divine supernatural favor to overflow in her life. Even as she goes out to take care of goodness and mercy shall follow her. They will accompany her. The forces of darkness would lose according to your plan. Father, we thank you for the new birth, and you have given her new birth, a new life, where she will live for you and you alone. She will worship you and you alone. The adversary
you have to flee. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God.
Hello?
Jesus. Have your way,
hello?
Jesus. Have your way, God.
Thank you, Father.
Sister Tammy, we're having a little problem, so that sometimes you would hear pastors, sometimes you will not, because we're having a little technical difficulties. But I believe
okay. He's
hearing us. Okay, but he heard you, and he was praying for you. Okay?
Okay, I also wanted to mention that yesterday we spoke about the devil in the mist. And how we need as prayer givers to stay powerful in prayer and work harder for the Lord. And
mm-hmm.
I feel good that I'm one of the chosen ones. The
other
day I had an experience at the church, and Sister Kim, she was trying to figure out how much to give me. Okay. And she was thinking about the bus card, and I was like, oh, no. I was like, no, just a little change to get around. And, you know, the devil was, like, right there trying to just put that extra money in my hand that didn't belong to me. He was trying to kill my blessing. And I feel good. That was a sign to me saying that, you know, I'm still chosen. I just wanted to say that. Please go.
Well,
please go.
If you can hear me, can everyone hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Well, Tammy, that's because you belong to the Lord. He's given you a taste for victory.
Yes.
You know what over the flesh. The taste for that now, you have a thirst and a hunger for righteousness.
Crazy thing. That was trying to interrupt us.
Yes. Whatever the pastor is trying to say to you, the devil is trying to interrupt it, but he cannot. He cannot, because the word is already spoken, is already voiced, and it is in the atmosphere. So it will move, and it will go in your favor, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. He has no hold over you. You are a chosen child of the Lord, and the Lord will use you mightily to His honor and to His glory.
That's good.
So, just declare to yourself, keep speaking life to yourself. You tell yourself, you know, that you are blessed, you are highly favored of the Lord. You have the favor of the Lord with you. You know that God is with you in everything that you're doing. God is with you. He's with you.
Yes.
He promised us that He will never leave us nor forsake us. So just keep reminding yourself, the Lord is with me, and I am child of the King.
Amen. I want to say, I definitely want to say thank you for being a vessel of God in my life. And please keep helping me stay in focus in the walk with Jesus. I really, really, really need you and me, God, in my life, you know, forever. Thank you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
We agree with everything that you said. Amen to that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God.
Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes. So we'll let someone else give some praise and get some more blessings from you beautiful people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Amen.
All right. Well, can anyone hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, I've abandoned the electronics I was using, and I'm actually on the phone right now. So, you know, there are times that God allows us to outsmart the devil.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get through this program today. Once again, thank God for what he's doing in Tammy's life, and thank God for all of you that are supportive and are praying with us and with her and for her. She really loves the Lord and wants to serve the Lord, and she is learning how to walk. I mean, she is. It's a beautiful thing to watch. As pretty much the same as if you're watching a newborn child come into the household and the family, and every step is a step that gives you hope and it causes you to rejoice. And this is what is happening with respect to Tammy. Okay. Does anyone else have? We did not pray for Victoria. Victoria is a friend of hers and someone that I've met, and some of you have met, and she did request prayers for Victoria. So let us do that now, if you will. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that our appeals and petitions to you are heard on high. They are heard right at your throne. Father, we come bearing this petition concerning Victoria. Father, we know that her name means victory, continuous victory. And Father, we lift her up from the place that she is, from a place of defeat, from a place of darkness, to a place of light, a place of overcoming and victory through the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood over her life, that every yoke, every chain is broken, every yoke is destroyed by the power of the Spirit of God, and that the Spirit of God would continue to brew over her, just like he did at creation. And then God's word will penetrate and say, let there be light, and there is light. And we are speaking that word right now into Victoria's life, that there would be light on this Thursday, the 7th of November, that light would come, breaking through, causing the darkness to flee. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the deliverance. We thank you for the breaking of all of the chains. We thank you for the destruction of the yokes. In the name of Jesus, we see light around her, in her, and coming forth from her. Your light. In Jesus' name we pray.
In the name of Jesus, we cast it
on. And amen. Let's praise God for that victory. We're securing the victory. We're praising him ahead of the moment. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, and we bless your name. Amen and amen. Well, does anyone else have a prayer request?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome.
Praise the Lord. I would like for the saints to lift up my niece, Cindy. She was here on vacation this summer, and myself, her and Sister Jennifer was in a vehicular accident, and at the time it did not affect her, but like now, the impact, she's now feeling the impact of the accident. Her back is giving her problems. She plays volleyball and she plays dancing, and she cannot do it because she's getting back pain. She went to the doctor and the x-ray showed that one of the vertebrae in her back has shifted. So asking to lift up Cindy in prayer also so that she has to send up all her doctor papers and all her doctor documents back up here for me to take to send to the insurance. So I'd just like you all to lift up Cindy in prayer, please.
Okay. Well, that's not too hard for the Lord. And we're going to bring to bear the power of God in that situation. She will be healed. Even now, She will be healed. She will be able to continue her praise dancing and all of the activities that is normal to her course of life. And she will be able to bring him glory. The enemy cannot stop the show. One monkey cannot stop the show. The show goes on, so to speak.
He is a defeated foe.
Yeah. We believe, God, that she'll be able to gather together all her documentations for the insurance purposes so that she can get all of the treatment that she needs. Father, we thank you for Cindy, and we thank you for what you've done in her life. I can see her face right now. I can see that smile, that wonderful smile. And Father, we decree that she will continue to smile. She will continue to praise you and lift you up for the help of others so that they will see your light and your glory in her. We send the word right now. We know that you are the greatest doctor there is because you are the creator, the one that made us. And we are fearfully and wonderfully made according to what your word has told us. And now, Father, we speak healing right now. We speak deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. We send your healing like light to touch our spinal column and cause every line up perfectly as you intended originally in the name of Jesus. From now on, every movement that she attempts is a movement that increases and enhances healing in Jesus' name. And Father, will be reduced to non-existence. Any advice that she gets from her doctors, Lord, will be based on your wisdom in the name of Jesus so that her health would be restored to perfection in Jesus' name. We bless her right now. We know that your word can cross the sea. And we send it right now because you're here as much as you're there. And we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You'll continue to pray for her and to follow her. I had the privilege of meeting her. A wonderful, clean young lady, and we thank God for her, and she loves the Lord and loves to worship him in serving her church. She's pursuing her education, continuing. She's attending a university, and also she loves to worship the Lord in the dance. And so we could see how the enemy would would want that to stop. Well,
yes.
He said one monkey didn't stop any show.
Amen.
So we're praising God and thanking God for what he's doing. Here's the request. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, as we come down to the wire, on our agenda is today is prayer for the Lordship of Christ to be welcomed by all nations, and we want to. That's where this whole business is headed. The Father wants to give the Son an inheritance. And the inheritance, according to Psalm 2, is the nations and the utmost parts of the earth. The Father wants to give the Son that as the inheritance. All the nations, that includes you and I. The entire earth, that includes the United States, that includes Trinidad, Guyana, Jamaica, all of Europe, all of Africa, every nation on the earth. So we're praying in line with that plan and that purpose, and we want to do that today. And let's join in prayer over the Lordship of Christ being welcomed by all nations. Now, we just saw earlier this week where not every person welcomes his Lordship. There are those who want to worship someone else. Well, God is planning to frustrate their efforts. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your Lordship over the earth through your Son, Jesus Christ. We know that what has been promised must be fulfilled. You will save and gather people, all people. With Christ rose from the dead, you have formed this new people. This global people will name you with praise that resonates throughout the entire earth. We long to hear that song. But at this hour, we are not yet gathered as one people. We still find ourselves separated and segregated in our countries, in our cities. Hear us as we unite our prayers. Look with favor upon us as we gather to serve you in worship. Assemble us before you as one family drawn together from many people. So we thank you, Lord, for gathering up the nation. We say, you are God.
Sister, I'll see you in a little bit.
Jesus.
Yes. We thank you for
right.
Victory.
All right,
thank
cool.
You.
Lord.
Given prayer in
all right,
name
thanks.
Of Jesus.
Jesus.
Even now, in
Jesus'
name, we thank you and give you
thank
the praise.
You, Lord. Thank you, God.
Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Now, unless there's a quick request coming down to the end of our program today. And, pray about the inner city communities. We want to pray that the people would be freed from off of the plantation. The inner city, the urban environment, can appear to be, and sometimes is, a plantation where people are walking like zombies through the streets. Under a cloud of darkness, their lives are full of pain, their lives are shattered. Often they don't know which way's up. They're bound. Business goes on as usual. I see the suffering. I see the cause of the pain and the suffering. And in general, it's sin and the work of the evil darkness, the evil forces. So now we want to bring to bear the power of God to loose some folk today, to loose them, to free them off of the plantation. Father, we come against the activity and activities that are going on even right now.
Yes,
the drug deals.
Jesus.
We're seeking for the pain killers.
Jesus.
The people that are hurting right now, their bodies are craving the fix.
Yes.
Even
yes,
now.
Lord.
It's
yes.
Witchcraft. And you said, sorcerer, no liar, will be in your kingdom. So we come against the witchcraft that is active right now as we speak.
Jesus.
Addict meets dealer.
Mm.
Pain comes to follow a good feeling. Sickness and disease is everywhere. Father, we speak light. We speak forgiveness. We speak freedom. We speak deliverance over our communities right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Against the demonic forces of crime, of disease, of sickness, and suffering. In the name of Jesus, we speak deliverance, light, peace, salvation, healing. In the name of Jesus. Peace, joy in the Holy Ghost over our communities. On this day, we pray that the hands and works of the enemy, we declare it bound. The hands and work of the adversary, bound right now. You said if we bind it on earth, it's bound in heaven. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we bind every thought and every evil work.
In the name of Jesus.
That there would be peace, freedom, salvation, grace,
yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The mighty name of Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for receiving our prayers, our petitions. And so we may not see the individuals that are being delivered right now, to whom you're speaking by your Holy Spirit. But we know that if anyone calls, they will be saved. If anyone calls you, and we believe you right now, in Jesus' name, we
pray.
Amen. We want to thank God today for our program. We know that audio will be off today. And however, we thank God for you and your pressing through, that you would not relent, you would not give up, and we thank God for you. And the same determination, stand, and power that you've exercised, and authority that you've exercised today, please know that it doesn't end with the end of this program. You have that working in your life all day today.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
We say from Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10, fear not, God is with you. Be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous, listen to this, my righteous right hand. Not the left hand, right hand. The right hand is the hand of favor. Be blessed today. Thank you for joining us. And you have the victory. You are awesomely favored, divinely powered, and blessed.
Hallelujah. Shalom, everyone.
Bless everyone.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless your name, God. You are the God.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're worthy.
Thank you.